Right, a tough night. What's your thoughts after that one?
No simple answer to that, is there? There's no real couple of sentences that would sum that up. As crazy as this might sound, I didn't think we were that bad in the first half. I didn't think we were miles on miles off. I just thought Castleford were brilliant. I just thought they were absolutely white hot, and you know, we can pick fault with some of the tries that we conceded. You know, certainly the opening couple of tries, especially the first one where we'd planned all week to defend that type of try, and they score that type of try, and that would be disappointing. That's frustrating for everybody to see. I can imagine for everybody, I would imagine that we all knew Castleford were going to do that. How can you not defend what we knew they were going to do? But that's the game, and they were brilliant. The execution of that try in itself was fantastic. They scored another couple of versions of that during the game. But in that first half, I just thought they were absolutely white hot. In the second half, you know, clearly we played without momentum, we played without belief, and you know, I got rattled and made far too many defensive errors, defensive blips, and you know, some of the lack of possession that we had starts to take its toll.
Obviously, a lot of injuries and illness tonight. I mean, was that any excuse, do you feel? Or?
It would have had a bearing, for sure. Absolutely, it would have had a bearing. But I think you'd like to put our 19s out there and not get beat by that scoreline. You'd ask for a bit more fight than that. So, you know, everybody's pride at the moment is hurting. Everybody's, you know, you're asked some serious questions. But I don't think I'm out. I've just said to Sky there, I thought that was one of the best offensive performances I've seen. And I don't want to in any way try and trivialise what we did defensively. But they didn't catch too many balls behind them tonight, Cash. You know, they offloaded the ball and it went straight to hand. They zinged the ball across the field and it just went straight there. You know, Luke Gale just tore us apart himself with how he orchestrated that. And you know, I'd think back. I've been a player and coach for every year in Super League, and I can't remember too many more clinical offensive performances that any team's put on in Super League.
Do you just have to draw a line under this one and move on to next week?
Not as simple as that. I think that's ultimately what we have to do. But there's going to be a process we can go through. It's going to be a tough next week. We're going to have to come up with a few versions of how to get rid of that, make sure it doesn't rear its head again, and but then get ready to play. And it's not just as simple as put it to bed and let's concentrate on Catalans. There'll be something in there that we've got to learn from.
And attack wise I know you didn't have a lot of the ball in the first half, but how do you feel that side of your game's coming on?
Well, based on tonight, I don't think there's a judgment you can make. Again, as crazy as this might sound, we popped a couple of put a couple of balls down there, and we half got through Castleford. And I thought some of the stuff we were trying to do looked okay, but it was without momentum. We rarely completed a set, and we rarely completed a defensive set, to be honest with you. So you can't make a judgment on it. But our offense needs to be better for sure.